These are promises of the promises of Christ for your life. But these are only going to be promises to those who receive him. Because if you don't receive, you know, if you're not in relationship, if you're not part of Bill Gates' family, you're not in the will. Right? You got to be in God's family, which means you have to take an active role by surrendering your heart to him. You have to surrender your will to him, and you just have to invite him to take over your life. If you invite him to take over your life, then you are in Christ. These are the promises of Christ for your life. When you're falsely accused, God knows the truth and in time will vindicate you. When others don't see your true intentions, God sees in your heart. When you know who you are in Christ, you can live a life of peace, knowing that God is for you and not against you. When you know who you are in Christ, you will no longer blow in every direction the wind blows. You will find stability. When you know what God thinks of you, you will no longer have low self-esteem or care what others think. God sees in you what others fail to see, which is your limitless potential. And finally, when you are approved by the King himself, you will no longer require approval from the court jesters. And the most important thing he gives you is this. We all know we're here for a short time. Right. And maybe we don't know that, but you should know that. Mm-hmm. As everybody who's here right now, 100 years from now, will not be here. Right. And probably in a lot less. We won't be here. Right. It's gone. We're just passing through. If we could get that through our thick skulls, we would do life differently. If we knew we're going to be out of here at one moment. Right. And in that moment, eternity happens. There's no changing whatever. This is what he gives us, eternal assurance. When you know that you are going to spend eternity with God in heaven, you will be more willing to give your life away for his purpose here on the earth. And you know you're going to spend eternity with God in heaven. Then this is what's changed in my life, is now all I care about is doing the work of God through the means which he gives us to do. And every person's story is different. For me, he's given me the means of speaking, writing, teaching, playing music. That's my outlet. That's my platform. But we all have one. It's wherever we're at in life at that moment is our place where we flow out of, where we work out of. And so all I give a rip about is taking as many people as I can to heaven, keeping as many people out of hell, but more importantly, not just salvation, I'm saved and then they go on and still live a miserable existence, but to show them that they can have victory over all these different things in their life, and to really have that abundant life that Jesus talked about. That abundant life is like, you know, to have a better marriage, to have a better relationship with your family, to find more meaning and purpose in life, to restoration of all the things that the devil's tried to take from you, to live that full life that he promises, and that life of, which you don't see on television, that life of purpose and meaning, that life of real depth of like, it doesn't matter whether you have a lot of money or little money, because we're all up and down that ladder. But through it all, you just have that knowing and that peace that I have a purpose. I have a purpose of why I'm living. I have a purpose of why I'm alive. I have giftings that God gave me to use that he wants to see flourish. And when you have that, then it gives you that eternal focus instead of just worrying about today. You know, what does the Bible say? Today has enough worries of its own. But the Bible says, if you seek first his kingdom, which is to seek all these things I'm talking about. Seeking his kingdom first is first seeking him and then his will for your life. When you make that first, all the other things that you need are already added in there over time. They're going to require faith. They're going to require diligence, and your faith will be tested or it's not real. Faith is never real unless there's a trial to show that it is genuine. A marriage is never tested unless there's a temptation. There's no getting through this life without trials and tribulations and temptations. But he'll help you to get through all of them. And if you're willing to surrender your heart to him, and like the first verse said, so his spirit could be flooded inside of you, then awesome things are going to happen. And then you'll affect other people everywhere you go, because his spirit is so strong in you that everywhere you go, you're touching people for God. It's not church, it's not a pulpit, it's not a message, it's not a preaching show, it's your life. It's how you do life. Right. So I'm going to pray that the Lord touches everybody's heart here right now. And if there's anybody who's never really come to that place of surrender, or if there's somebody who wants to re-surrender your life, you know, because you can give God different